at the stars, look how they shine for you. And everything you do, yeah, they were all yellow. I came along.
Okay, plant a tree once a year. Each person plants a tree once a year. That wouldn't be a big issue for everyone, I think. Yeah, that's right. And it can improve the tree coverage substantially. 就是 improve tree coverage. Coverage 就是森林的这个覆盖率啊，是 coverage, 后面是 age 这个词。刚才呢 ,Alex 也提到了说这个 Alipay, 大家都知道的这个 Alipay 是支付宝啊。它有这样的一个一个 mini app, right? You call it a mini app?Ant, I think.
Yeah, because
the name is Ant Forest, right? Ant Forest.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Ant.
So as we all know, Alipay, the main reason for the app is an electronic payment system.
Mm-hmm.
But within this app itself has some mini apps, such as the Ant Forest. Yeah.
Yeah. 所以它是这个Alipay 的这样一个 app 里面的一个袖珍的迷你的功能，你可以说是一个 function 或者是 feature of Alipay. Also,you can call it a mini app.Yeah, Ant Forest. 我相信大家可能对这个也是有所耳闻，或者你就已经是 part of Ant Forest, maybe, right? 有可能你现在已经是蚂蚁森林的一员了，就是你可以是you can plant a virtual tree, virtual, right? V-I-R-T-U-A-L.
That's right, virtual. So it's not real, it's virtual.
Yes, virtual tree. 就你可以种一个，就是你可以种一个虚拟的树。But how can you do that? You need to gain some points first, right?
That's right, yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, so the best way for me to gain points, of course, is to do some shopping and also pay some bills through Alipay. And then I'm rewarded with points, which I can then use to feed my tree. Yeah. So, of course, Alipay gives us some rewards for using their app. So we, for example, if I do some shopping through Alipay, then I'll get some points, which I can then use to feed my virtual tree.
Oh, yes, that's really a wonderful idea, the design. 就是这个蚂蚁森林的工作流程是这样，如果你去买东西， you do the shopping through Alipay, or you do something else, maybe like paying your credit card, for example, through Alipay, right? You can gain some points. And if you have had enough points, they can plant a tree, a real tree for you, right?
Yeah, and I really like this function because not only do we get to choose where we want to plant the tree, but we can also see some satellite images of the actual trees growing. So I think it's a really well-designed mini app because we get to see the process as well.
Satellite images. Have you got a real tree planted?
Yeah, I have been using the app and they've planted a tree. Obviously, trees take quite a while to grow, so it's not a full tree at the moment, but I can see that, you know, in the plantation, there's a lot of new trees growing.
Wow, that's really cool. I need to have a try.
Ha ha ha.
我之前其实我也有关注过这个 Ant Forest and clicked the button, and they told me my points are not enough to plant a tree.That's because I haven't done enough shopping by paying through Alipay, I guess. 就我也是真的试过，但是他告诉我积分不足，对，就是因为我可能需要更多。Actually, mostly I pay through WeChat. Yeah, I guess I need to use more of Alipay in the future.
Yeah. Okay, so moving on from talking about planting trees, I also want to say something about the UK, because obviously Tree Planting Day is a Chinese event, but in the UK, I want to just say something about London, because when people think of London, they know it's a very famous city with a long history and lots of people there working.But I'm not sure if our listeners know, I want to tell them that also London is one of the greenest cities in Europe. It has 8 million trees.
Wow.
And it's actually, it's actually one of the world's largest urban forests.
Urban forests. 就是 我之前真的不知道，就是 Alex 刚才讲到伦敦呢是有800万的树，所以呢它是世界上最 one of the largest urban forests.In the world, 世界上最大的这个城市森林。
Look at the stars, look how they shine for you. And everything you do,
对 I just know London is really big. Tell me something more about the trees in London, please.
Well, actually, some of the trees are very, very old. I mean, if you go into the parks in London,The first thing you'll notice is the size of the trees because they are just so tall.When you take a photo next to them, you really look like a dwarf. So a dwarf is a small person.
Yeah. 是提到了这样一个比喻，就伦敦有一些很参天古墓，就像我们在中国一些庙宇里看到那种参天古墓。如果人站在旁边 ，you really look like a dwarf. Dwarf 是
dwarf.
Yeah, dwarf 就是。白雪公主和七个小矮人就 Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, right? 、那个、
That's right, yeah.
对那个矮人所以在树旁边会这种感觉相当的高对吧
Yeah, and I think, because like in the UK we like trees in cities a lot, it's also another reason why I like Nanjing so much as well.For our listeners that haven't been to Nanjing, I strongly suggest you do come and visit Nanjing.To also look at the way the city is designed, because there are a lot of trees. In Chinese, I think they're called the Wu Tong Shu. In English, we call them, it's a very nice name actually, they're called Phoenix Trees.
Oh, Phoenix Trees.
Yeah,
wow.
Phoenix Trees, yeah.
Yeah, it's a lovely name.
And, yeah, I think it's great because as we all know, Nanjing is a very hot city in the summer, but the trees provide a lot of shade, so it's also very good for the environment and helps us keep cool.
所以刚才呢提到了一个 Alex 自己本人很喜欢的树种叫中国叫梧桐在英语当中叫凤凰树就 Phoenix Trees 所以呢 Trees provide lots of shade in the summer hot summer days 所以这个给我们树也给我们提供了很多的这个阴凉我们大家可以说 provide shade or shades
I think it's best to say provide shadeYeah.
Shade, okay, the single form. Provide lots of shade for us in the summer, okay? Shade 就是阴凉的意思。Yeah, we talked about trees and there are quite a few terms and everything, so...
Yeah, Julie, so I want to test you right now. It's come to our quiz time now, so it's my turn to be teacher to check whether our listeners...And Julie has remembered some of the words.
Okay,
so at the beginning of, at the beginning of the show, I talked about different types of environmental problems. Can you name three of them?
Three of them. Air pollution, noise pollution, deforestation. Right?
Yeah, and deforestation is the key to our topic today. Yeah.
我们刚才是说到这个叫绿化的减少 deforestation.
Yeah, I also mentioned that I like science very much, and so I wanted to introduce the scientific term of where plants and trees convert carbon dioxide into oxygen. Can you remember the name of that process?
The name of it 就是产生氧气，吸收二氧化碳的这个过程叫做 phytosynthesis.Right?
Photosynthesis. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Photosynthesis.
Yeah. Okay. 就光合作用啊，刚才说到是 photo, 就是跟我们说的那个照片一样读法叫 picture. Photo,
yeah, I'd like to explain this word actually because it's quite an interesting word in English. So photo, you're probably thinking, why is it the word photo in it? Well, let's think about a camera. A camera works by taking in light.And that's how the tree works, yeah? The leaves take in the light, yeah. And then synthesis means to change. So it changes the light into something else, yeah.
Yeah, very clear.
Yeah.
Very clear.
So photosynthesis, yeah.
Yeah, much easier to remember now. Yeah. 所以刚才呢还是解释一下这个很难记的词为什么前面是 photo 是因为照相呢它是要是 absorb the light taking the light 然后这个光合作用其实树也是要去吸收光线然后再去产出其他东西当然这里产出的就是氧气了哈而 synthesis 它是有变化就变化合成这样的意思所以是 photosynthesis Okay, thank you so much
And finally And finally, I want to ask you about a word that's a hot topic at the moment because it's not just used for today's session, but it can also be used for technology. And that's the word of if something is not real, okay, we can describe it as...
Virtual.
Virtual, yeah. Well done. Okay.
I'm an excellent student again. 对，最后一个词呢，就是说我们说虚拟货币，虚拟。So we can say virtual currency.
Yeah, we can have virtual currency and of course VR, virtual reality.
Reality, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's
right, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's all we have time for today. So please leave us some comments. Let us know if you have done any tree planting, or maybe you remember at primary school or middle school, high school, you did some tree planting. Please let us know what you did.
Okay, yes. 所以给我们留言或者是发音频消息告诉我们你的所有关于植树的经历啊，或者你可以回忆一下你小的时候在小学时候的经历。另外这个其实话题也是跟 IELTS Part 2, IELTS Speaking Section Part 2是非常关联的，就是说 Can you describe a person who is like an environmentalist who is keen on protecting environment in your daily life? 就是你生活当中遇到的一个环保人士 either is your mom or your friend, 家人或朋友等等这些。 Okay, so that's all for this episode. See you. Bye.
Bye.